From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The search continues for six crew members of the freighter that grounded and broke apart off the west coast of Unalaska Island in Alaska's Aleutian Chain. A helicopter crashed late last night while attempting to rescue its crew. Six of those crew members are still missing in the frigid Bering Sea. The freighter is carrying nearly 500,000 gallons of bunker fuel, a dense oil. A spill would devastate the abundant wildlife and seabirds in the remote area. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold joins us. Elizabeth, this vessel lost power days ago. Why was it so difficult to bring under control?
Well, visualize, if you can, Michelle, 28-foot seas. I mean, these are waves the size of a small house. I've been on board fishing boats up here in these conditions, and you can't do anything. You're just up against walls of water. Add to that 40-knot winds and blowing snow and complete darkness. This is the worst time of the year out in the Aleutian Chain, that sort of sweep of islands that arcs out from Alaska toward Asia. It's when factory trawlers and crabbers routinely go down, simply because so much ice builds up on deck that these huge boats just capsize. In this case, the 700-foot freighter was adrift in a roiling, pitching black sea headed right toward the rocky coast of Unalaska Island. Now, miraculously, a Coast Guard cutter and three tugs got near enough to the vessel to try to get it in tow. By this time, it was dragging one of its two anchors and taking on water. The tow lines that did reach the vessel simply snapped after 12 hours from the strain of the high seas. The second and last anchor finally caught when the ship was less than a half mile offshore and about 90 feet from touching bottom, but gale force winds pounded the freighter, which eventually just broke apart.
There were 26 people on board during all this. Can you tell us more about that rescue operation?
Well, I have to say, just heading out on a rescue attempt like this, Michelle, is nothing short of heroism. The last two people who remained on board, the ship's master and a Coast Guard rescue swimmer, were plucked off the bow of the ship last night by a helicopter, hoisted up in these rolling seas and fierce winds. The freighter actually broke apart just an hour after a helicopter, which rescued some of the crew, crashed at sea. 18 of the crew, mostly Filipino and from India, had already been airlifted off. Six, however, as you say, are still missing. It's been nearly a day now. You can last about 3 hours in such conditions, and these people had no survival suits, just life jackets. Three Coast Guard personnel who were in that crash and one crew member were found and rescued last night. I can't underscore enough the conditions are just extremely dangerous, and that's made all rescue attempts difficult, and frankly, any assessment of what's happened to the ship and its cargo.
Elizabeth, what about that 500,000 gallons of bunker fuel? Any indication of a spill?
This is heavy oil. It's dense, it's viscous, it spreads into these thick slicks. It's difficult to contain, treacherous to wildlife. There were 440,000 gallons on board. There is some indication now from the Coast Guard, from the first flyovers in daylight, which is very short up here, that there is a spill. This is a wild place. It's home to stellar sea lions, seals, sea otters, seabirds, all foraging in these bays. So a spill would be significant in terms of threatening wildlife. It's also prime crab fishing grounds. The state has a containment crew on its way, but again, weather hampers everything up here.
Just quickly, Elizabeth, is there anything that could have been done to prevent this from happening?
You know, it's a normal shipping route. It's not clear yet how or why it lost power and came to rest a mile offshore. Obviously, Alaska's very sensitive to spills after the Exxon Valdez. There are many double-bottom tankers online now. The state has beefed up its response capabilities. But this fuel was being carried to power the ship. The main cargo was actually soybeans. Of course, any fuel spilling into such a wild place is cause for concern. The Coast Guard was notified, though, as early as Tuesday morning when the vessel lost power, and it mobilized immediately. But again, this is harsh, extreme weather, and in this case, it made any kind of attempt to help futile.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold.